The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. And with me today is Jeff Kozatek. I got it right?
Yes.
I got it. Nailed it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And we are going to jump in. We've got some great conversation coming up today. I want to give a quick shout out and a thank you to AFC Urgent Care of Brentwood. AFC Urgent Care reminds you that cold symptoms usually include a sore throat, runny nose, sneezing, and coughing, whereas flu symptoms are more severe, set in more suddenly, and include fever, chills, muscle, and joint aches. A lot of people need to be aware of that this time of year. There's so much going around, you guys. And don't write out the flu alone. If you need some help, just go pop in and see them. They can help you out. They can test and treat and diagnose the flu. When you need a physician without an appointment or after traditional physician office hours end, visit AFC Urgent Care across from Brentwood City Hall on South Brentwood Boulevard. Check them out at afcurgentcare.com/Brentwood. Jeff.
Yay.
Yay. Has the flu hit your household this year?
No.
Okay, I'm glad. That's good.
And if it did, I'm not acknowledging it.
You just pretend it didn't happen.
Right.
Ignore it.
Right.
Put the head down and walk.
It just didn't happen.
Yeah. You know, it actually did hit our house, and I was the only one that did not get sick. And I've also traveled all over the place and didn't get sick. I was very excited about that because I used to be the one that got sick with everything.
And now you're not.
Yeah.
So what was the difference?
I think the main difference is, you know, I take care of myself. I get plenty of sleep. I mind my stress, right? I mind my inflammation through my diet and my lifestyle. And I think that when your body's not inflamed, your immune system can function better to fight off infections because it's not fighting itself.
So you're saying that the foundation that you set for yourself set you up for health success.
Which is the perfect segue into what we're going to talk about today.
Boom.
Done.
Done. What are we
talking
about?
Okay, we can go home now. We're done. That was it.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Okay, so Jeff, tell everyone a little bit about your work. Let's start there, and then we're going to dive into our topic.
A little bit about my work. So with Core Authenticity, I work as a professional keynote speaker, and I also work as a life and leadership coach. So I do a lot of individual life coaching and corporate coaching. And as a keynote speaker, I frequently talk about topics like leadership, teamwork, communication, using grit to overcome and face adversity. And I do all of that from a perspective of intrinsic value.
I love that. I love that. And I had the...
Me too.
Right.
Right.
I had the pleasure of seeing you speak recently, and it was an intense experience.
Intense in a good way?
In a very good way.
Great.
I was lit up. I was inspired. I was motivated. All of the things that I would want to happen after seeing someone like yourself speak. But I also was...
Awesome.
Yeah. It was a very physical talk gave. I'll just put it that way.
Well, if you're doing something that you're passionate about, it's hard to hold things back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm committed to my message. I've lived a different way. I've made a lot of unsustainable choices, and coming over to the other side and standing on the value and seeing how that's positively impacted my marriage and my parenting and my work. It's hard to keep that in. I got to let that out and share that with other people.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And it was, your presence on stage was just, it was fantastic. I mean, you were doing all kinds of athletic feats as you were inspiring and motivating us and making these great points. It was just really cool. If you get a chance to see Jeff,
no, wait, let's just camp out there for a while.
Please.
Can you tell me how amazing that was?
I'll just keep telling you, Jeff, you're just great. You're fantastic.
Thank
I was entertained.
You.
I was motivated. All of these things.
I'm gonna play this recording later when I'm feeling really bad.
This is your motivational speaking, isn't it?
Thank you.
I do this. You can just call me. We're friends.
I
just call me.
That. Thanks.
I got you. Anytime.
Go team.
Mm-hmm. Go team.
Yes.
So, all right. And you've got a great book, Blueprint for Value. Let's see if we can actually get that to where you can see
what?
It. And I love this because thank you for this, by the way. This was a gift.
Yeah.
I was so excited to receive it, and I've had a great time reading it. And, you know, I have to say, after thumbing through and reading it, I thought, this is really something. There are 52 habits in here to discover your strength and personal worth. And I really could go back every week and just pick one habit and really focus on that and see where it manifests in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
there's no right or wrong way to read the book.
What was your inspiration for this?
I'm sorry. I was totally distracted by the squirrel that walked through.
Yeah, that's okay. I get that. Oh, look. Yeah.
Squirrel.
All the time. Yeah.
What was the inspiration? Is that what you asked?
Yeah. What inspired you to write this?
So I've read a lot of amazing books out there. There's Presence with Amy Cuddy and Seth Godin's Icarus Deception. And
love him.
Simon Sinek's, The Power of Why.
Love and, Simon Sinek. Yeah.
I mean, Carol Dweck's mindset book. I mean, there's just so many. And then Angela Duckworth on grit, right? There's all these great books, but they're really thick. And I'm a slow reader. And so, I need these, and there's really great nuggets in them. But I find that when I'm in a low spot and I'm struggling and I'm having a rough day and I want to make the right choice, but I feel really tempted to make the wrong choice, I need a quick pick-me-up. I need a quick attitude adjustment. So I thought, why not take all of these habits and consolidate them and make it like an IV? So when you're out there in the trenches, you're getting shot up and you need that quick fix, you've got this field guide, Blueprint for Value, and I could just open up. I've got one habit per page, and I can do a real quick pick-me-up and get right back on track.
And that's what I loved about it was, it didn't matter how much time I had enough time to read one of the habits, right? And then... And then process that, just ponder it, if you will.
Exactly.
So, all right, let's get, okay, so standing on your solid foundation.
Yeah. So that's very personal for me. So as a kid, I received two messages. One was on purpose and one wasn't. The purposeful message was find something you love to do and make that your job. And don't be distracted by the squirrel. Find something you love to do and make that your job, right? And I love art and people. So that meant everything was game, from casting to photography to video to live performances, and then painting and writing and stuff. The other message was your worth comes from what you do. And so if you're not performing, if you're not doing really well at something, we're really not going to pay attention. And so I put both of those together. And my desire to prove that I was worth people's time, worth people's attention, drove me to perform all the time. So I had, I got to a spot where I was doing 350 shows a year. I was running a video production company, a photography company, and trying to be a husband and a father, and occasionally take care of myself, but not really. And that was not a sustainable place to be. And it was taking a major toll on my marriage, although I didn't know it at the time. And I really started to see it come out in my kids' behavior. And honestly, when you're giving everything you have and then some, and it still doesn't feel like enough, that can put you into some really dark places. And it was while I was down there when I met a guy, Jeff Arthur with the Values Conversation, who said that he could help me out. We met, and within 2 hours, I had a whole new frame of being. And it all really comes down to this this V word, this value piece, understanding that my value is internal and not tied to something external. And once I stood on that, everything started to shift. It wasn't an overnight thing. It wasn't like a switch, but it was this idea that the value inside cannot be lost, can't be stolen, it can't be increased, that it's always full all the time. But my perception of that will change on a moment-to-moment basis. So I try to keep my perception high with these 52 habits so that my perception matches reality and that I can show up for my life and make choices that align with my values and who I am as a human being.
You know, when you're spending so much time talking about, thinking about, teaching about, living in this line of thought, how hard is it, though, for you to still stay in that place and stand in that place for yourself personally? What are some of the struggles that you experience?
It's incredibly difficult, which is why Habit 52 is so important. hashtag wash your brain, like that constant reminder piece, and then have a group of a fellowship or a team that's around you that can encourage you and remind you of the truth. Because, you know, you walk out there and you hear messages like, you know, you're not a really good speaker unless you're speaking 60 times a year or 100 times a year, or unless you're making this much money, or unless you're appearing at these events, or unless you are in these particular circles. And it can be really easy to forget where your value comes from and start thinking, nope, I'm only worth something if I'm doing that. And oh, look, that person is doing that. They must be better than me.
Comparison is the thief of joy. I think that's the expression. Yeah, I've lived that many, many, many times over.
Yeah, which is why the wash your brain thing is so important, because those messages come at us every day. And this idea that we have intrinsic value that can't be lost, like I said, it's not a switch. Like, you have to go back to that repeatedly. It takes intention.
Yeah.
Intentionality.
Yeah. So, all right, if let's say this. So, and this is a half-formed thought, so bear with me. But, you know, if your value is truly intrinsic, right? Mm-hmm. But you still want to go out and you want to evaluate how you did, you know, how effective you were as a speaker. What, if you walk away from an event, what made it successful for you? What's your goal?
that I got out of the way and that I showed up.
That's number one.
Yeah, that's probably it. Because oftentimes I can go in and I can come in with some expectations that I put on the audience, and that's wrong. I learned from my entertainment career to put expectations on the audience immediately turns everybody into an object that I'm trying to manipulate to get something that I want, and that's not really good. It's not nice either.
That's true. And that's an interesting way to look at it. I had never looked at it that way until you and I sat down and had a conversation and you mentioned that to me. And I thought, wow, that's really profound.
Well, in the beginning of my career, I met a magician who said, Jeff, it's not about being the best juggler or the best magician or the best comedian or whatever. It's just about showing up and giving and receiving with the audience. That's it. So I would say that is my number one goal, to show up and to learn from my audience, to learn from my client, to learn from the people before and after, and then try to share what I've learned from my life. That's pretty much it.
That really resonates with me. I know when I get the opportunity to go out and speak about, you know, my personal health journey and some of the things that I've learned along the way, and hopefully be able to share and inspire people to move forward on their own health journey and take the next step. That's really, it doesn't matter how many people are in the audience, if one person is moved and then it changes the way that they think, or it moves them forward in some meaningful way, that's enough.
See, I would love to do that. I would love to move at least one or more, but I've really wrestled with this, right? Because in the beginning, when my value is tied to what I did, I would put a number out there and say, well, I need to reach one, or I need to reach all of them. If I don't reach all of them, then I've totally failed. And then coming around the bend and realizing that this value thing, everybody is wrestling with that, right? And either we're operating from a full tank that says our value is complete and never changes, or we're operating from a deficit that says I have to earn more value or protect my value, or I have to puff up my value and make it seem like I'm more, right? When I started realizing that everybody's wrestling with this, the audience comes in and they've got their own stuff, and I cannot take responsibility for them receiving what I have to offer.
That's a great point. So, and you know what? That really helps with my mindset. Yeah.
Well, it's tricky, right? Because your client hires you to come in and do that, right?
Right.
But it's almost this impossible task. The only thing that you can really do, the only thing you really have control over, is to show up and be free to share your information and offer it out there. So I always try to create as safe a place as possible for my audience to drop the masks that they wear to survive, so that they can genuinely be themselves, have a genuine laugh next to people they don't know, and be open for the other ideas. Beyond that, it's on them, and I can't I can't pick. If I start picking that up, then I immediately shift. I'm shifting my value out here, and I'm setting myself up for failure.
I really like that. I really like the way you put that. That helps. So, you know, I'm newer to speaking in coaching. I actually had a new client start today, and you know, I have a welcome agreement that I slide across, mm-hmm. and it really, you know, it states some things that I want them to say out loud that they're making a commitment to themselves.
Sure.
Right before that, it says, you know, because most of this program happens right. outside of our sessions, namely in your everyday life, the yeah. results are really up to you.
Yeah.
So I've learned a long time ago to release that as a coach, but right. as a speaker, it's much harder.
Yes. Yes, it
I
is.
Feel.
Well, and you're getting that feedback in real time.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have a foundation that says your value is separate from what you do, that feedback can be very personal. For example, I did a talk last year and I received 28 feedback forms, and 27 of them said, best speaker ever. He was so great. 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10. And then there was one feedback form that said, worst speaker I've heard in my life. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, maybe a 2. How about a 1? And so I'm looking at these feedback forms and I'm like, okay, well, who do I believe? Who's right? Is it the all the positive ones, or is it the one negative one? And at the end of the day, the reality is they're all right, because they're speaking from their perspective through their lens in that moment, at that time, in that space. And, you know, if I take that on as, oh my gosh, I'm this amazing speaker, you know, that's not right either. We just happen to connect, mm-hmm. right? And if I take it on as I am the worst speaker ever, that's not right either, right? I mean, it's just you show up and you share, and those that are ready to hear will go, and those that aren't won't, and it just is what it is.
It is what it is. That's exactly what I was going to say. It is yeah. what it is. And all you can do is be responsible for the energy that you bring to the room.
Right, right. Now, I've found the value thing, it knows no discrimination. I've seen this through my entertainment career. I've been able to cross a lot of social boundaries. I'm not just the bald white guy. I'm the entertainer. So I can talk to people that look like me and don't, that make millions of dollars and that are homeless and living on the street, and kids and adults. And so my goal with Core Authenticity is to help reveal and strengthen personal worth in everybody that I'm meeting, whether that's as a coach, whether that's as an author, or as a speaker. And so that's why in 2020, I just rolled out a new program called the One for One Corporate and Youth Empowerment Program. It's a whole bunch of really big words, but the general idea is that when a corporation believes in investing in their people, and they want to make a difference in their community, they can hire me in to deliver a keynote, and then they have the opportunity to sponsor, for no additional charge, a free presentation for local kids. And then they pick the group, I present for the kids, and then we encourage them to raise money to support a charity that they choose, and then I'll match whatever they raise up to 10% of the keynote fee. But the idea is to bring corporations and communities together, show that lifelong learning is really important, bringing people together and then providing messages to people that might not necessarily be able to afford it.
I love that. I love that you're doing that. And how do you think, you know, if we can reach our youth with this kind of message, how do you think the world would look different if more people got this kind of information and had this perspective earlier on?
Well, how much time do we have?
I don't know. It's a big question, but
yeah.
What's your vision?
When we're operating from a deficit and we think we're, I talk about a value meter on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being full, 9.999996 is a deficit. And when we go into that deficit thinking, it's game on, it's road rage time, and we attack to fill that, we defend, we justify, or we disassociate. And this negatively impacts how we communicate, how we do relationships. Everybody says, oh, just put forth some effort. Use grit to get what you want. But if you're using grit and you're using effort from a place of a deficit, you're going to end up like a workaholic, like I was. And then your relationships are going to suffer and your health is going to suffer. So if I can help people see that their foundation is a 10 always, then they can show up present for their lives. They don't have to fight for stuff. They can actually just experience in the moment what's going on right in front of them. excuse me. There's a less, there's really not a desire, there's not a, let me get rid of the negatives. You can be generous with your time, with your money, with your resources, with opportunities, and you don't lose anything, right? So here we can live more bold and authentic lives and serve each other.
How do you, this is a little bit of a tangent, but I think it ties in well, in a world that is dominated by social media, which, by the way, we're on right now. If anybody's, you know, for those listening on the air, you can go and see visual of Jeff and I here in the studio at facebook.com/getrealtoheal or on Instagram at getrealtoheal. I love social media. It's a great tool for getting positive messages out there. But how do you think it's changed the way that we view ourselves, and what struggles does it present for us in maintaining that value from an intrinsic place?
Which part of that question would you
like me to answer? There's a lot there. You go with whatever resonates, whatever feels good for you. I feel like social media is changing the world, and people are Facebook happy, or there's an image that we're putting out there. And I've even pulled back from a lot of the things that I put on Facebook personally, because I don't know how I feel about it right now.
I struggle with it a lot. I think, you know, I mean, everybody's trying to put their best foot forward and, you know, well, if I take a photo of this and I tag it, then it'll pop up as a memory in a year and that'll be great. It's a way that I can record my life. I just think it can be a slippery slope to looking for our value externally and in what we do and what we have. And so it can be incredibly dangerous. On the other hand, somebody that's posting on social media and is just being real with life can be extremely helpful, so that people don't feel alone. I mean, when you have that deficit, it is incredibly lonely, and you can start making choices that are not really healthy. You're not healing, right? You can start make a choice where you know, maybe bulimia is an option, maybe over exercise is an option, maybe you know, working all the time so you're constantly posting photos. Look, I'm here now and I'm here now becomes the goal versus showing up for your life.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true.
I agree.
Agree. It is a slippery slope. It's a wonderful tool, and it's also a black hole that we can fall down. So,
and I don't think it's something that should be avoided. I think we just have to remember, if I may, #52. Can you see that? That's wash your brain.
Wash your brain. Wash your brain. How do you wash your brain?
Well, I wash my brain through my coaching. One of the things I do as a coach is help people identify who they are as a human being. So I go through what we call our truth statement. I remind myself what my values are, and I remind myself what I'm here to do. And that my value is not tied to this other stuff. I'm also a man of faith, so I spend time in the Word and I spend time praying. And I try to do that every morning. And if I skip a morning and I don't start with that foundation of reminding myself who I am, the day usually takes a turn.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Yeah. And, you know, we're getting a little short on time. We've got about 3 minutes left, but... Yeah, I know. It goes by so fast when we're hanging out.
Okay, I'll talk really quick.
Okay. But, you know, I had an experience over this past week where I went out of town with some of my husband's work colleagues, lovely humans. I've got a lot of challenges around diet and lifestyle that I have to maintain a, you know, fairly straight and narrow path in order to honor myself and keep myself healthy.
Right.
And sometimes when you get around a group of people and, you know, everything is centered around the meal and the drinking and the socializing and the staying up and all of those things, and everybody's enjoying it and they all can, whereas I need to pull back and do the things that work for me.
You know, it can be tough.
It can be really tough, you know, because, I also want to not negatively impact the experience of the person sitting across from me at the meal by saying, I can't eat that, and then having to have that.
Right. So how did you do?
Well, I did okay. The first night, though, I let myself down a little bit. You know, I did fairly well, but I wasn't as careful as I should have been, could have been. And the next day I was sick. I paid for it. And in doing that, you know, I was the one that wasn't feeling well as we were all walking around trying to enjoy Nashville, yeah. You know, and nobody wants to be the wet blanket. You know, because my value didn't come from, no, just kidding, but sort of, you know, I just wanted everybody else to enjoy it and not feel uncomfortable. And I let myself end up feeling uncomfortable because of that.
Yeah.
But it's because, but I should have honored myself and I would have done everybody a better service by taking care of myself so that the entire experience would have been better going forward. Right. And so the rest of the week I did do that. You know, I really, sure. I honored myself first and I, you know, just was much more careful about things. But it can be a hard line to walk.
Yeah,
when you want to maintain that balance.
Well, like you said, you know, wanting to be the nice one, right? Right? Like, I'm not going to put anybody out. We'll just keep going.
Right.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I want to give everyone a chance to follow you online, get in touch. You know, how can people reach out to you if they'd like to know more about your coaching services or having you come and speak?
So speaking coaching book is all online at coreauthenticity.com. It's about being authentic from your core. I'm also on LinkedIn and Facebook.
Thank you so much, Jeff Kozatek, for being on today. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Go team.
Yeah. This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information from me or to find out about my coaching services, AmandaLaPlante.com or find me on Facebook.com/GetRealToHeal or Instagram at GetRealToHeal. And of course, check this and other episodes out on SoundCloud.com/GetRealToHeal and go make it a great day. Love you.
Bye.